Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hanna Oli Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hits från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. This is the big show. You made it. I'm so glad you did. As are our advertisers. Remember to support them. They support us. That's how we keep the lights on around here.
Yeah. Very cool.
I am super stoked tonight because we have a fantastic guest. He's the lead singer, guitarist of a band that has just blown me away. I got their press kit from the fine folks over at Curtain Call Records, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I've been playing it, not their tracks, nonstop in the studio. They're out of Vegas, Las Vegas, and I am just so impressed. Folks, when you get to be my age, you start looking for the new, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
There is some familiarity in it, but it's not a dated sound. It's fresh, and I just love it. Big fan.
Cool.
Yeah, name of the band, Red Moon One.
That's us, Red Moon One. Yeah. We're a Las Vegas band. We've been around. We started just late, like 2023, and we've just been writing songs and taking names and kicking ass since then. It's always nice when you do some stuff you don't know what to expect. When you write music, you put your heart on your sleeve. At least I do. And to get good response, it's amazing. I'm glad that people are digging the tunes and the beat of it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Vegas has always had a punk rockabilly background to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on out here and always has been.
Yeah, and so I wasn't surprised. I don't know. Everybody thinks every band out of Vegas is going to be the Killers. I like the Killers. Don't send me emails.
Everybody, yeah.
I'm on board with you. But I'm saying Vegas is a wide, diverse city, man. You meet all types in Vegas.
Sure. There's definitely a whole bunch of different scenes, but different types of music.
Oh, it's an entertainment.
Definitely a bustling city of cool shit.
Yeah. I was just reading in Variety about them playing the Wizard of Oz movie at the Sphere. And folks, that movie's like 70 years old. And one theater, not a nationwide release of it, one theater, they pocketed $65 million.
Oh,
that's insane numbers. And but that's
Vegas. They don't mess around. They don't mess around in Vegas.
No. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. So this is Riley Baxter. Like I said, he's the lead singer from Red Moon One. Just phenomenal. And there's plenty of places to play. Vegas, in my opinion, I don't know if it's still, this is a good time to ask. When I lived there, I was telling Riley before we came on camera, about 20 years ago. And I was so amazed because I've been to clubs all over the world. And I always watch how they do things. Vegas has, at that time, was doing one of the smartest things I had ever seen. They would, it's a 24-hour town. So your friend would call you up and say, hey, come check out the band. We're playing tonight from 3 to 5 in the morning, some weird-ass hours. And so I'd go, And how they did it there at that time, I don't know if they still do. Maybe they, I hope they do, because it's so smart. They would run a Z tape at the bar at the beginning of your set, and they'd run one at the end of your set. And you got part of that, first percentage of that. There was none of this. You're responsible for 500 tickets that you have to sell or pay for or any of that bullshit. I was just,
I grew up back and forth from Vegas and Hollywood my whole life. I played music through the LA scene as well. And definitely there's that kind of sell tickets, pay to play thing that happens. Vegas has a little bit of that kind of vibe, but it's not as strict. There's tons of clubs. There's punk, there's rockabilly, there's ska, there's so many diverse bands. Sometimes we play with complete different genres of what we're doing in one night. And like you're saying about Vegas, I've been in LA at the Dragonfly watching Tame Me Down from Fat Pussycat's band, like the Deadlights. And the band gets done, and we had such a good time that me and my buddy and a couple girlfriends would jump in a car and it's 2 a.m. We can go to an after hours at someone's apartment or house right now, or go to Vegas. And we jump in the car, and 3 hours
later, in the morning, you're there.
Spend the whole weekend there. And that's what's fun. We pull in at 4:30 in the morning and go like straight to the Double Down, or go to the Golden Nut, sit down, and there's something to do. Nothing's closed. So anyways, definitely living here. I'm a night owl, and you know, when we record stuff, I do a lot of guitar tracks at home and stuff. And, you know, that's going to be at 3 o'clock in the morning is when I like to sit and do that kind of stuff usually. And when I need a little inspiration or want to just take a break, I jump on my ride and drive over to the mom and pop's bar around the corner here, Jackson's, and kick. Hey, Mike, what's up at 3:30 in the morning? Hey, you want some coffee? And sit and talk shit with him for a little bit and back to the house. You can't do that in LA.
No, you can't do that in New York, you know?
Yeah, so maybe. Las Vegas is cool like that. It could be 3 a.m. and you want to go out and have drinks and hear a band. There's 100 places to pop in. Even if it's a lounge act doing jazz, there's somewhere to sit with people and you can
be in the scene, immersed. In it,
some of the biggest jackpots I've hit on those poker machines that they got in all the bars, 7-Eleven, supermarkets, everything here, gas stations.
Absolutely.
In the morning, I pop in, have a cup of coffee, and play a quarter at a time, and whoa, I just hit $400. That's Las Vegas, baby.
I'm telling you, I was
little walking around, buddy. All right.
People always ask me. They're like, "Are you a gambler, Jamie?" And I said, "I'm really not. I really don't." I don't understand the majority of games rules.
You watch a football game and put $20 in.
Something like that. See, I can get wrap my head around. But
believe me, I have friends from Hollywood who moved here, and 2 months later, I got to get the hell out of here because gambling can be like alcoholism or anything.
Oh, I'm telling you, I was
Get out of here. I moved here to save money, and I just spent everything I had because I can't stop playing.
Beware,
buyer beware.
Exactly. I hadn't moved there yet, but I was at the airport. I was coming back from the East Coast to the West Coast, and I found a $5 bill. Somebody had dropped a $5 bill in the causeway there. I picked it up. I looked around, see if anybody claimed it. Nobody did. So I took it, and I'm walking, and I put it in one of them video poker machines. I said, you know what? This is literally found money. Let's see what this is about.
Yeah, just max it out. Bang.
That was $5. What did I care? 40 minutes later, I walked to catch my plane, an extra $1,200 in my pocket. I'm like,
See, that's the biggest timer thing. Totally. You get there. I've driven out
but with I did
before and just put in $5 while we're waiting for them to show up at the hotel. Them and pull the handle and make $1,500 one pull.
But you are absolutely right, Riley, because I got to tell you, I did have the thought, to be full transparent, I did have the thought after winning all this of going, you know what? I'm sure there's another flight going to San Diego. I could probably switch my flight and keep this going. And then I thought, no, I saw that Twilight Zone episode.
I'm not falling into
it. It's time to go.
And that machine's in his doorway of his room, and he jumps out the window. Yeah, he can't stop. He's like Chevy Chase in Las Vegas Vacation. I'm just going to go use the bathroom, and he runs out. $100 on black. Ah, goddamn.
Yeah, I'm telling you that. Oh, that was a funny movie. That was a funny movie. Man, this is cool. And it doesn't surprise me that a band like yours. Oh, there you go. Look at that. I was going to say, and then you were telling me, ladies and gentlemen, Riley not only is a fantastic vocalist, guitar player, overall musician, look at this artwork. And I know you're the guy behind that, because I was going to ask him.
Yeah. I can move some. These are just a few pieces I have here in my.
It's phenomenal.
These are all original oil paintings that I did. I love this one. This one's fucking
dope. Yeah. Reminds me of the Valkyries or.
Well, this is the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Four Horsemen. There you go.
And then we have, you know, your classic retro stuff and,
Look at that pinup. Look at that Art Nouveau pinup back there. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, how are you not noticing the 1962 Gibson '60s Les Paul? Love that
one.
Stories about that guitar and where it came from, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I like the model of the plane, too. Anyhow, I'm telling you, Riley, you're showing me your room here. If I lived closer, I'd be over hanging out all the fucking time. You know what I mean? Man, you're my kind of people. Anyhow, so the band, let me ask you this. Now, I've never been in a band. I grew up hanging out with people in bands. Everybody I know has always been in bands. I've always hung out with those people because they're fun and they're cool. And there's always something to paint. You're always inspired.
You know,
how did you guys meet? Were you all in different bands?
I've always been in bands. One of the biggest reasons, like you said, that I do this, it's an art project for me. I love writing music. I've always written music. I've always played guitar since I was a little kid. And being in bands, it's definitely about the camaraderie and with my buddies in the band. And See, there's a thing about a band, at least for me, and the people I've been in bands with, and we all agree on this, when the lights hit and the smoke machines and the curtain opens and we get to play our music for people, that's our stage, man, and we all just meld together and have fun. We're having fun. There's a feeling you get when the song's going right and you're feeling the pocket and you're playing your music and people are digging it. It's unexplainable. You have to do it, really. But I think you've stood on the side stage of a fucking killer, your favorite band playing. You can feel they're up there feeling it. You know what I mean? That's what the whole thing is. And feeling becomes addictive as anything else. But in the overall spectrum of why I'm doing this, if we were playing shows or not, I'd still be writing these songs and recording them and rehearsing with the band. You know what I mean? We would do that whether we have shows or not. We look forward to rehearsal, just jamming our songs and getting them better. And we just love playing music. So unless I had no arms, I still sing. So they'll never stop me.
If you ask any successful person, whatever they're doing, a professional athlete or something, it's the same thing. You know what I mean? I'm sure Mike Tyson doesn't enjoy getting punched in the face repeatedly.
Yeah.
He might get a kick out of punching somebody else in the face.
I don't know, because I have many friends that I run with that they don't mind. They get punched in the face.
I've had those same friends.
And getting punched in the face is part of it, and they dig it. I have friends that are like, man, I'm a joke. That fucking motherfucker, he hit me pretty good. And they're laughing about it, and they're ready for the next guy. That's just the beast in some people. I steer away from any of that unless it's completely necessary.
I'm telling you, it's
that one thing I like we were saying, that feeling. It's nice to have that feeling, and when people are picking it up from you, rock and roll's a religion to me, man. If I'm standing in front of Judas Priest or my favorite rock god bands, man, you know what I mean? That's a church to me. That's especially with the respect of Rob Halford and Glenn Tipton and Kate, those guys. They have become rock gods. There's no Bible for this. We all know. But you played at
some of the biggest churches of them.
You feel it when you love a band. And it's so nice to get up there and be able to project and give to an audience. And shit, man, make someone's night. You know what I mean? Shit, yeah, just opening a door for some lady or someone at 7-Eleven one day could make them go, I have faith in the human race again. I'm not going to fucking go blow my head off. You know what I mean? You got to keep an open mind and project.
And
that's what I like about rock and roll. We're able to give people new energy, and the songs are all about, you know.
And music is cool. Music is cool. I've said this so many times, and people always ask me, because I've said it so many times. It's so true. Every guy I know, including myself, you think about the first time you kissed a girl, like a real kiss. Not your Aunt Tilly, but kissed a girl. There's a good chance, I'm saying better than average, that you can also remember what music was playing. Maybe not the band, but that music's part of that memory. That's an
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I remember it was ZZ Top LaGrange.
Yeah.
You're going to have me have flashbacks right now. Watch out.
But Riley, you also know you can ask the same person, say, okay, picture the girl. What painting was hanging on the wall? Like, I have no idea. No idea. And that's the difference between paintings and music. Music burns itself into your brain, man. And especially, it's exciting. It's exciting. That's why I like hanging out with musicians.
Well, that's why, too, sometimes you're trying to remember someone's name or you can't recall something, and then all of a sudden the song you haven't heard in 40 years or 20 years comes on and whatever, you know, something from your childhood, and you remember every lyric. That's how our brains work. It's dopamine, man. It soaks up things you really care about.
Absolutely. Now, I was watching
your guys' memory recall as well, because you love it so much that it's one of the things that, like I said, that's why they used to have the song like Name Your Tune. Mm-hmm. You could name a song in two notes, because that your core memory is just bam.
I've been watching your guys' videos that from your press kit and whatnot all, you know, for a week solid. Yeah, I love them all. Let's play one for everybody, but let's imagine we're introducing Red Moon One. They haven't heard it. They haven't seen it. I've got them all here queued up. What should we do? The live one? The teaser video, Chardonnay Lady?
Let's start off with like Hole in the Ground. Let's give them the chomp before we give them the love.
I got you. Here it is, folks. Here it is. This is Red Moon One, Hole in the Ground. Check this out.
Yeah.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. That was Hole in the Ground. If you're going to have a hole, that's a good place to have it. I'm telling you.
That's where we're all going to end up, in a hole in the ground.
And then when you put it in context of where you guys are in Vegas, you're like, drive out about 20 minutes.
I like you seeing a few plays on this that some people haven't mentioned yet. But that you're getting it. I like that. That's what I'm the singer of the band, but when I write something, one little word can change a sentence to what the whole paragraph meant. And I love writing lyrics, and they all have topics and can be wishy-washy at points, so everyone can have aspect of what the song's about. But that's the hole I'm talking about.
I'm telling you, Riley, I got to cover this phone number up. I don't use a phone, not because I'm cool. I'm just old, and I tend to leave things sitting around. I learned this lesson when digital cameras came out and got to my seventh one that I had to buy at $1,000 a pop. So I buy these little pads of paper that I carry around on everywhere with me. There's one by my bed. They're everywhere. And I listen to a lot of music. And I'll hear a turn of a phrase. And my first thought is, that's a painting idea right there. That's a painting idea.
Yeah, so you're always thinking about artwork.
I can't tell you what song this is from. It might be one of yours. I don't know. But I have it written down here. At the point of a knife is all I wrote down. And I'm like, to me, that phrase can then move on to the next process of making a painting out of it. And I have shoeboxes of those filled with just ideas that really are just the start of an idea. I so am impressed with people who write and make music, because you're doing the same thing. You have an idea and you get it down, and then you add all the layers of everything on it. It's fantastic.
Like I was saying, I think earlier, is that I paint as well, obviously, too. But with my music as well, a song is like a painting. It's got its layers. It needs to have its foundation. Like when you're doing a piece of art, where it has to have a skeleton, and then the pieces come together. And each song is a project like that. It's a painting to me.
Absolutely, it's amazing. And it's hard, I think, for people that aren't in the creative world of some sort to wrap their head around that, and the fact. You made a very good point earlier. You said, I have to be doing this.
Yeah.
And it's very true. Yeah. I don't care if you're painting, you're making music, you're baking bread, whatever it is you do, you got to be doing it.
Yeah. And passion pops in your head. You don't have to try and remember it. No. Maybe things like you're saying, you could jot down like an idea for, but the overall passion of you're an artist too, you're painting. One of the first things you think of in the morning once you hit your coffee is that painting done? And what's that project I'm doing? So I do that a lot with this band. The logo of the band, for instance, was this simple logo, purposely sketched this out on a cocktail napkin real quick, like that, the basic idea.
I love it.
And this is not much more of a detail. This is the basic image that I started with. Now, since the band's been around for 2 years, if you follow the band, you'll see this image was our first stuff. And it has evolved to, we have it with open wings because the wings are folded here. And now it evolved to an open wing beast. And now, since the logo itself has been evolved, see, this is, I love this because anyone can draw this real quick on anything kind of vibe. Like when I was, you know, you got that logo, you draw on your peachy folder or whatever. But then the new ones that we have, too, are also a little...
And it's just...
I did them way more up to date. So we have...
Really, it's just fucking cool, man.
It's art, so...
It reminds me of one of my favorite artists of all time, Gustave Doré. He did all this woodcut and pen and ink stuff back in, I don't know, 1850 or something, 1870 something. But that is cool. I've never seen, Riley... wearing stockings.
Obviously a very wood cut type biblical design. That's why it's so simple. This is something you can carve in wood, how they would do back then. So that's why I started with a real Renaissance old school style thing. So that's obviously, I'm looking up how the symbol has evolved into this now.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Cool. I like that too.
I've sent you a few samples, right? You have like clear images of the new version.
Yep, and we'll put them up on the screen.
It's evolved into a different shape.
Look at that. Look at that. It reminds me of the actual biblical angel you'll see.
Oh, here we go. This is the colored kind of version. I don't know how clear you can see. But I sent you this stuff. Let's see how good the camera works. Oh, the camera works pretty good on here.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. So from that, so now you can see the evolution.
And it's got lightning in it.
Just the imagery. So the music as well has evolved from our first songs we recorded 2 years ago up until what we're recording now and the stuff I sent you, like Hole in the Ground, is the song, one of our chunkers we love. I think it's like the fourth one we play in the set at this point. And it's a good chunky song.
It's a great song. Now, let me ask you before we play the next one. These are all available on streaming and stuff, right? People can purchase these.
Every music platform, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, whatever you use on your phone, you can look it up. Red Moon One. And we have Hodgepodge Record we did in the beginning that has recordings from multiple different studios, but we ended up using that year's bits and pieces to make our release last January called Electric Phantom. So that's one that you can look up that's got 13 songs. Then there's going to be Hole in the Ground, which you'll see on there is just its own single release, the one you got that we just listened to. And then we have a few other singles out there, too. I think I sent you Hell Hath No Fury and Funeral Fire, which are a little bit of our chunkier metal sound as well, too. Like I said, each song's a project, and we play it in the style that I think is appropriate. It's all up on every music platform. Check it out, everybody. Would like to hear some feedback. We're on every social media, too, as Red Moon One and Instagram. So you can instantly look us up.
And we have, folks, we have right down here in the description, clickable links to all of that.
Oh, great. That's great. Okay.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is, folks, here's the truth of the matter. The reason you're friends with your friends is common interests. If you think something's kick-ass and cool, chances are there's a real good chance your friends are going to feel the same way. But here's the thing to do. If you discover a new band that they're just awesome, like Red Moon One, be the first one to introduce it to your friend group. Then you're the party star. Everybody's, they know what they're... You become the old guy at the record store.
You're making me think back right now. I remember being somewhere. That happens a lot, actually. Friends of mine now just like text me, hey, man, have you heard this? And I'll be like, I always check it out. Next thing I know, I'm like, damn, how did I not? I'm like, props.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they hit you with something new, man. That's the best thing to do is turn someone on to something good.
No, it changes the life. It's amazing. It's amazing. The band, let me ask you, because you guys, I know what it's like because I've lived on the West Coast and I lived in San Diego. That means I was in LA a lot. That means I was in Vegas a lot.
Yeah,
because you bought.
You just do. It's all within 500 miles. So you're like,
absolutely. Get there 45 minutes on a plane. It ain't a big deal. But so let me ask you, because all of these sound so good and we're going to play some more. I imagine you, and I can see, you've got stuff at home. You can write down a song pretty quick. You've got many studios at home. I'm sure everybody in the band does. And you roll into the studio as prepared as you can be, and you get it down, get it mastered, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Are you primarily doing that in Vegas, or are you, it depends?
So with this band... like I said, the end of 2023 is when the whole concept came together and I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to play.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And Dean and Jackie wanted to jam out. So basically, how a lot of these songs start is I'll be sitting in my backyard on acoustic guitar in the middle of the night, smoking weed, and I get an idea. And then I put it to a click track. And then I send it to Jackie and Dean, just me singing and playing guitar, right? And then they play. They listen to it for a few days, and then after they dig it, then we all do it at our home studio and record. We have a few up that are, I call them demo versions of them. They sound pretty damn good, but then once they get to that point, we pick ones like Hole in the Ground that you just played, and then we record them at, there's a few places out here in Las Vegas. There's plenty of good places.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that we're doing here that you're hearing are done at Tone Factory. And I do a lot of guitar tracks at home. So that saves money and whatever. But definitely once they get to the point, because it's expensive. This is an expensive hobby.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's an expensive hobby if you want to have the tools and make them sound whatever. Yeah. We're in the process right now. We have a bunch of them recorded using multiple studios. Probably the two that you have are sonically up to date.
Just they're all so good. They are really solid.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that's our demoing process, and we have a lot of stuff I want to still re-record. But once we do that and we're playing them live, then before we go in the big studio like Tone Factory out here in Vegas, which is amazing, with Vinny, and Johnny is our engineer over there too. When we go in there with something like Hole in the Ground or Chardonnay Lady or Funeral Fire, what have you, we've already done our home demoing and played them live. So when we go in there,
yes, it's like, you got some feedback.
Literally, we stand in the studio and look through the glass and play with Jackie until he's happy with his track. And then we're off and running. I can do guitars at home. We do guitars there too. I do my vocals there. So we go back and forth, and then we go there and mix and blah, blah, blah. And then we get something that's of the quality of like the ones we have up on like DistroKid and
absolutely
like the one.
The only reason I want to point out, because there's a lot of new bands out there and they want to be where you're at because, you know, you're cool. You're living in Vegas. You're living the dream. You're doing it. But unfortunately, they've watched the Doors movie too many times. And they think, okay, I just go to the studio and hang out for 2 weeks and get some stuff down. And I always have to tell them.
It's hard to shove a lifetime in a movie of 2 hours. You know,
it's definitely missing
bits and pieces of the ride.
It's expensive to go in the studio. The meter is running, baby, by the second. And
you know, but everyone's got their way. If you love music, you're doing it and have been it, whatever. It's all about setting goals. I'm not saying this is such an fun art project that I don't have goals at the end of each one. But, hey, man, this is a goal just talking to you and playing some music to fans that should be listening to all the online stuff like this, like I do. If you listen to our stuff, you can tell what month of last year I was listening to this or that band because I was like, damn, I like that, but I'm not going to. It's inspired me for something.
Yeah,
you know?
Hell yes.
I'm always hearing new bands like Broken Teeth. Now, I'm not even going to explanations, but if you haven't heard Broken Teeth or Bisto Blanco or some of these bands, man, it's like, let's trip on one of my other songs. And enough of me. What about you, baby?
Riley, I am the same way. I got this really rare, I got it out of Japan, this rare book on Patrick Nagel that did all the Faces in the 80s.
Nagel. Yeah, yeah.
For the next 6 months, every painting I did.
The graphic girl that looked very much like the painting in your background. Like,
yeah. It's funny because after I got that book and I had immersed myself in it, I was so inspired. Every painting I did had periwinkle purple and gray in the background.
Wow.
And everybody's, Jamie, we're getting tired of all this purple and gray, what's going on? And I'm like,
That just like the thing behind
just
you.
Just like the thing in the background.
It's your thing. It's something that inspired you from another artist. Mm. And that's okay to actually have elements of it with your, you know what I mean? Because that's how people are so inspired by Monet. And
or you listen to Nirvana and you say, you know what? I want to make a grunge fuck you album or trap.
Yeah, see, we have a song called Demon in a Dress, which I don't, it's not one you have, and we purposely recorded it. Not
I
like
think I might have it.
It's very crash cymbal-y and very smashy compared to like Hole in the Ground you just played. And if that's
yeah, maybe I don't have it.
When you crank it up, no, you don't have that Demon in a Dress. But it's, like I said, it's another painting that has inspirations. Everyone that hears it goes, man, that reminds me a lot of Teen Spirit, like Nirvana.
No, you have it.
Yeah,
Riley, you have it up on YouTube right here.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, it is. It has a video for it. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
You
okay,
want me to
Demon
put
in a Dress is one. But you could tell the difference in the audio is like between that and Hole in the Ground. I thought it would sound better the way it sounds than the way it was Hole in the Ground. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's what, you know what I'm saying? It's
you want to play it? We can play it. I got it. It's
well,
on YouTube.
Play what you got going on. I wanted to hear all these other ones.
Okay.
These
so
other
folks,
ones are newer and,
go to
and
their YouTube if you want to hear that, and it's you can find it there.
What's the next song that you're gonna play?
That's what I was just gonna say. We've got Ordinary Lady. We've got I've been playing the teaser for that, but I've got the whole track here. We've got Scream. We've got High Life. And Strung Out on Love.
Hey, man, let's do High Life. Let's get some upbeat rock and roll, and then maybe we'll play one of the ballads. The others are ballady. So let's go up, and then we'll
here we go, folks.
Into
here we go.
Musical Wonderland, baby.
Yeah, Red Moon One. This is High Life. And we're back, folks. We're back. That was High Life.
Yeah, so sorry to everybody that Dean, our bass player, and Jackie, our drummer, apparently their connection wasn't happening and the show must go on. I'm sorry. And tune in maybe next time when they get their connection better and we can.
Yeah, when you guys are back on.
Band chat. I'm not trying to steal airtime. Shit got up.
Absolutely. Okay. It happens. Hey, we were just talking off camera about your guys' latest trip. you guys decided, I think I want to go to Bakersfield. No, they didn't go to Bakersfield, folks. Tell us where you went. This is amazing.
What ended up happening is in the beginning of 2024, we'd only had this band going maybe 5 months or so. We had recorded and setting up all our social media. I set up my Facebook Red Moon One page. And immediately I got a messenger from someone in Argentina. And they were familiar with some other music projects that I had done in the past and had CDs they're showing me that I don't even have of my own record, and asked if Red Moon One would want to come down and tour the around Buenos Aires area in Argentina and do almost a 2-week thing, and they'll set the shows up and they want us to come down and this and that. And long story short, made sure all our passports were good and set up the thing and way in advance. So we knew way before summer that we'd be going there in September, which is great weather there. When it's summer here, it's freezing cold down there. Right when the cold broke and started getting warm in September, we landed in first in LAX to Chile to Buenos Aires, man. And got
off the like a 12-hour flight down there?
The longest flight, yeah, is from LAX to Chile. And that's about a 12-hour thing. And then about an hour and a half or 2 hours to Buenos Aires. And then, we got off. And then we were able to stand
on the low
edge of the peninsula right there.
Nice.
And this is
that's where everybody went. We were just talking about this prior to the Panama Canal. That's how you got over to the other side.
This is a ship graveyard from all the way back, God knows, 1700s. This was the only merchant traveling to get from one side of South America to the other. So now we have the Panama Canal. But there's thousands of ships. And on the very tip of the peninsula where I stood, right where the ocean is, literally all there is, it's out on a rocky pier, is this giant statue I took pictures of, a Rock of Ages, a religious figure with all the people from the sinking ship clinging to his wardrobe to not drown. He was the watcher that was built back. I don't want to say a number because I don't want to get the date wrong, but back in the BC or ADs, it was the overlooker that stood there. Thousands of ships came around and sunk in those times, and it's still there. It's as tall as like a building. It's beautiful. But yeah, so that's the story. Obviously, I got a lot of tourism time because we landed in Argentina and got picked up by my friend Leo from the Turbo Coopers down there, which are amazing action rock and roll band from Buenos Aires, and they were the supporting act for us, and we used all their gear and we did a bunch of shows down there, and they showed us the town, man, and we got back and no one died, dude.
Nice. But that was
before we went to Argentina. We had 6 or 7 months of us playing all around Vegas. We played the Viper Room in Hollywood. Then I actually made all our ticket sales for St. Jude's Children's Research Cancer Hospital. And I got Lita Ford donated a guitar signed with pictures
of
pictures mounted. I don't have a picture of it here, but mounted like Hard Rock style was for the raffle tickets. So we sold the Viper Room out to the rafters and made some money for St. Jude and rocked that. So we spent the whole beginning of 2024 doing stuff. And then right at the end of September, that was our big end of the year blowout. We went to Argentina and came back. Oh, and then we do an annual Halloween show, which we're doing this October here. Got to play in October because my birthday's October 22nd.
Well, there you go.
Halloween, baby, that's my month. So that's what we did that year. We got to go to Argentina, play a bunch of shows. And it was a great trip. Everyone, check out the Turbo Coopers from Argentina on Spotify.
Link in the description, folks.
Man, yeah. If you dig them, if you dig like the Helicopters, Backyard Babies, and that kind of thing, you're going to Social Distortion. And if you haven't heard of any of the bands I just said, I guess Baby Steps. Start there first. Or no, start with the Turbo Coopers first.
Then work your way back.
But that was a great tour, man, because both our bands, Energy Man, and I was surprised, man. I sold as, we killed it down there attendance wise. And I walked up the clubs and people were going, Space Age Playboys, you know, and handing me a record I was on and finding records, Killing Machine, you know, from some old bands I did records with. So that was, that's one of the reasons they asked us down there. You know what I mean?
No, but it's cool.
I was like,
cool.
You like the music too? I'm like, okay. I thought you just wanted me down there to.
No. That's what's so cool. And it's amazing. And I want, that's a good point too. Because I hear a lot of young people that I mentor and stuff in the art world, and they're always turning their nose up at Facebook. And I'm like,
want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Guys, Facebook is a valuable tool.
Can be. Anything's, yeah.
Yeah, you got to hit. People always ask me, because I do a lot on Facebook, and they're like, why do you focus on Facebook and not, say, Instagram? I'm like, Instagram people don't buy $1,000 paintings. That's why. People on Facebook have a little bit more money. So that's why I focus on it.
Yeah, depending on what you're doing, like what I'm saying, you are custom tailoring how you're putting your value of and what you do for a living out there. With a band, I don't make a living doing a band. I make a living doing something else. What I'm saying is I'm fortunate enough that
Enough doing that to have the band.
To play now, like, we're not coming out empty-handed. What I'm saying is that then paying my bills. But what I'm saying is, I don't even know.
The band affords you an opportunity also to do charity work, to travel.
But the main focus for this, I guess, is what I'm trying to say is it's not the money. It's because it's a hobby, man. We were talking about Facebook and stuff. With this, with a band, see, I tattoo for a living at Pussycat Tattoo Shop. That's what I do for a living. And fortunate enough, I'm fucking good at it. I'll never be humble about that. Check out my tattooing, Riley Baxter at Pussycat Tattoo.
Okay.
That's what I do for a living. And with that, I treat it differently than I treat, like, the band has its specific Red Moon one on Facebook and Red Moon one on this. And on any, with my tattooing, I put it like everywhere. You know what I mean? It crosses genres and I TikTok with it and all that kind of stuff. I treat different things different.
Absolutely. You had to compartmentalize it.
It's own artistic thing. So I don't know.
I totally understand.
I'm lying because I do put it on my band on everything.
Well,
let me
ask you, if somebody's going to Vegas for a trip, they're going on vacation. You're a good looking guy. You could do, you're a rock star. You're an artist. Of course. They're going to kind of want to, these gals are going to want to get a tattoo while they're in Vegas. Is that where they go?
Oh, yeah, man.
What's the name of the shop?
The shop is Pussycat Tattoo.
Pussycat Tattoo. You want to book Riley. That's what I'm saying. I'll have a link below. And you got to get a Vegas tattoo to remember your trip by.
I'd say half my business. I tattoo a Pussycat Tattoo with a K here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And we have Facebook and social media, all that. You can see my tattooing. I've got thousands of things. I do all kinds of custom colors.
And folks, you can find that in the description, the link under, it'll say further links, and that'll be in there. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And I am a tattoo connoisseur as well.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And the thing is, folks.
But you got to pay me to know.
No. I was going to say, the thing is with artists, if your studio is anything like mine, the most popular thing that I say in my studios, shit, I can fix it. I can fix it. The dog goes under the table. The wife goes in the other room. They know I have screwed something up. You don't want to hear that when you're getting a tattoo. I can fix it. No, he does it right the first time. You don't want to be fixing it. Next track. Next track. Let's go. Now we're doing, what are we doing now? We're going, we've done by one.
Do you want to maybe play the Chardonnay Lady teaser and then play the whole song? Because the guitar lead's not in the teaser because it's a teaser.
Okay.
But it's a video. What? Like I said, I film these and edit them and put the song and write. This is my art part. So here's a little teaser of that and it gives you a pretty good idea of what the song's about.
And then it'll go into the track to play.
Yeah. Guys are, you'll
check this out, everybody. This is the mix.
Ladies. You little vixens.
That's right. It's the remix. I don't know what you'd call it. Anyway, we're doing both.
Yeah, quick
Red, it's Red Moon head. One, Chardonnay Lady. Yeah. We're back, everybody. We're back. That was Chardonnay Lady. Two of versions. First was the teaser, then the track. Amazing. Amazing. Now, Riley, when I hear that, it's perfect. It's finished. It's polished and whatnot.
Yeah.
I have no idea, as an audience member, I know with my paintings, people see the finished product And they're like, oh, just went great. And look how great it looks. I'm like, no, what you didn't see is me getting pissed off, jumping up and down, pulling at my hair. But you saw that, you see the finished
piece. We're dealing with the heartbreak or the crush that that song is about. When you got, you keep seeing, so this song.
Absolutely.
You might see that person around at this place you hang out at, this place.
Oh, and, that's the worst. That's
you're always crushing on them and you never have that. You didn't ever approach it. You blew it and she's gone.
Just the whiff of her perfume remains. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we put that little.
Was that an easy one or was that a hard one? Did it fight? Because it sounds so great.
This was one of the easiest ones, but it has that kind of backstory to it. So if, when something has a good backstory in your head,
it flows a little better.
It comes out. It just happens easy. Basically, all the stuff we have when the song was written, the process is that quick. As soon as I write it, I'm sitting around with an acoustic or whatever. I just throw it to a click track, send the guys, and we're rehearsing it in a day. And then we're demoing it. And then we see if we even, because it changes and we all get it written together. And I got to get the lyrics and the story. But the whole idea comes together pretty quick because it's fun.
That's awesome, though.
That's an easy topic. Everyone's felt that heartache of. And
yep, it's true. Been a lot of songs written about that. A lot of paintings. A lot of sculptures about that.
Yeah. Oh, so you played the first song, "Hole in the Ground." You played was about putting that bitch in the dumpster, and then this one's more of the chase.
That's yep. The unrequited.
It's more of the backward story.
She put you in the hole in the ground. I've met her sister many times. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Nothing worse.
You're to death, those girls, man. They know what they're doing to you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But yeah, that's why it's a love song. From the beginning, I don't know of what viewers, if you listen to Chardonnay Lady, if you don't recognize the breakdown, which I'm sure you did, is the classic, I love the way you walk into a room. I love the way you have lines right up the back of your stockings.
Absolutely.
I was like, kind of high heels, too. And then that's the Van Halen breakdown. That's, you guys all know, that's, I'm preaching the choir. What I'm saying is, in that song, you notice I did that? I made it sound a little different, but right before the guitar lead, and then, what can a shy boy do? And
there you go.
And what I do, and you're correct, that song specifically is like Hole in the Ground. It's one of the songs we picked from our demos that we decided we had demoed enough and we played live a few times and we went in and banged it out, man. And we got it all recorded in 2 days and just.
That is such a good way to do it because you've got a more of a chance of success doing it that way because the feedback is so important.
Well, all in my mind is just get it done. If you like a song and you got to have the opportunity. Like I said, I work my ass off for a living so I can have this kind of as a hobby. When we get paid for shows, that money, we have our band fund where, you know, that pays
for. Goes right back in.
Some of it pays for recording and we've sold merch and the merch money that we put in, we've made more. There's having a band, what I'm doing right now, we don't have a manager. We don't have anyone booking our shows for us. But yeah, I'm just saying it's, captain of the ship. If Dean and like I said, I wish Dean and Jack are on here because they both be going like, yo,
and there's pros and cons to that
pirate ship. And
the thing is, things get done. You don't have to run it by 84 people. I want it, or have some PR company say you got to follow this schedule.
We invested so much in our own home recording that we're able to do a lot of this at home. As well.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like I said, it's a back and forth thing.
We
have put a lot of time into being able to sit down and push all those buttons and run those programs.
And know how to do it.
Just everything. I don't know. I don't want to start to feel like I'm blowing my own horn, but I do a lot of shit. And it's fun as fuck. And I hope everyone that hears it, it can inspire you or pick you up or make you go out and get that girl that knows.
Your Chardonnay Lady. Yeah, absolutely.
And girls as well. Go get that guy.
Yeah.
The way that whole thing came up along just the name of Chardonnay Lady, I had actually had something else I was going to say instead of that. I had the whole song written and was demoing it. And instead of at Chardonnay Lady, I was saying something like, hey, baby, or something. after demoing it, it kept coming to me, I could say something better than that. I said, and then I remembered this story with my friend Greg. It was at Punk Rock Bowling about 10 years ago here. And we were in this little lounge after all the punk shows about 3 a.m. And there was just a jazz band playing at one of those in a casino little places. You're in a lounge, you're getting nice drinks, and it's all quiet, and your ears are ringing from Punk Rock Bowling. I'm sitting there with my friend Greg, who's an amazing punk rock guitar player too. And this lady comes up, and she's loaded, and she's got an empty glass in her hand, wine glass. And she's all, hey, boy. And she's dressed to the T's, cougarish, though, and walked up, and she's, hey, boys, who's going to buy me another Chardonnay? And waitress got her another Chardonnay, and she was like, thanks, boys. Thanks for the Chardonnay. And she walked off. And my friend Greg, later on, we always remember that. And just whenever he told that story, remember that time that Chardonnay lady came up to us? You know what I mean? And it was just, that's how our core memory of remembering that story is. Remember the Chardonnay lady? We remember what happened. So when I wrote the song, it's not the same story as like this lady coming, but that was a little catchier thing. So instead of, hey, baby, Chardonnay lady, which does give me the visual, the fine woman sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
I think I met her sister
on Cleopatra's barge at Caesar's Palace. That's the type who hang out there.
Inspiration, my friend.
I'm telling you. And it's funny because you'll see these real classy dames, and I'm not putting anybody down. They could be a certain age, doesn't matter. But you see somebody looking like wine.
I'm recounting that story. She was a hooker.
Yeah.
I bought her a glass of wine, and she went and sat with some like oil tycoon looking Texan guy.
Exactly. Made her money.
What I'm saying is, Vegas is hospitality, and she did it in a classy way and wrote a song about her, Chardonnay Lady.
There you go. And I like to think that she knows about that song. She is somewhere today.
Living
in Aspen or something.
Me and you are on the wavelength because literally my friend Greg, that I was there with, I just told the story, me and him. A couple months ago was like, hey man, I've been to a few things down in that area. Did you go to that show? And every time I'm down there now, I walk through that same lounge in the Golden Nugget. He's there. But he hasn't seen her yet. But definitely, I know a lady of the night when I see one. And they know I know. That's why they ask for a glass of wine. You got to take care of the ladies, and they take care of you. Shit, man, you do that, you never know. When you're getting mugged in the parking lot, she might come up and stick them on the switchblade and save your life. You people good.
Never know. You never know.
Eyes cover. Rule number uno.
Very true.
It's the red moon uno.
I'm telling you. Riley, next time I'm in Vegas, we are hanging out because I have some stories to share with you that aren't YouTube approved.
Don't you ever tell me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
For life. Song,
we
I
do. We've got two. We've got two. We've got Strung Out on Love and we've got Scream. What should we go with next?
Wow. Strung Out on Love has a video that you can see on YouTube if you're interested in maybe doing this backward, where now you hear the song and then you see. Scream has a video too. Do you have the Scream video?
Yeah, we'll play them both.
The Scream video is the whole song, so why don't you just play the video for that?
Here it is, folks. This is Red Moon 1, Scream.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
And then we'll play that.
Wow. Oh, that's good. Yeah, because that's a full length. And then that kind of kills two birds with one stone. Instead of the song. And the, yeah. So we'll have that play. And then, yeah, if you, and then I don't know how much time you got or whatever. I don't even
we're
know
good.
How long it
is, but we're good. Been,
we're at it. We're good at this.
Yeah. Let's go fast. Do you need to get, do you need to pee or get a soda or something?
I just did all that. I'm good.
Okay, then we're going to come back. Zebra, and we're back, everybody. We're back. That was Scream. Fantastic video. One of the things, it doesn't surprise me, but it really impresses me, is you do all the video editing on these. You're doing the storyboard, writing down the idea, what's going to happen. There's a lot to that, folks. There's a lot to that.
Yeah, I've got so much stuff I have to concentrate than like hyping. That's all. That's also what I do, you know, too. But yes, that's part of the art project.
Yeah.
All the videos and stuff that you see, definitely, like you're saying, Hole in the Ground has a storyboard. The Scream video we just watched, like the film, I walked along some train tracks right next to a place that I hang out here in Vegas for years, and we watched the train go by there all the time. And when I was doing the video, I went and walked the train tracks and filmed myself, and you'll see all kinds of bits and pieces of us recording the song in the studio at the Tone Factories in that video. And I'm a big like David Lynch and Tarantino film movies, like Scorsese stuff, or like Natural Born Killers and Roman, these cinematographers that do stuff, you know, I love old movies.
Hey,
I
watch with the team. A lot of it.
And because just like you, we have artistic eyes, I see how I want it to look, just moving a camera like this or that and getting close, the whole thing. So I just have fun doing the best I can with it. But like in the Scream video, if you look away for a second, you might have just missed a little snippet, like in that movie Natural Born Killers, a whole scene's going on and all of a sudden there's just a bing. You're like, what was that? And if you go back and watch it again, you're like, whoa, did you see that? And you can even stop and pause and see what it was.
It's too quick.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of that kind of stuff in the Scream video. There's some footage of me getting tattooed by, I think getting my Motorhead tattoo. He's doing my Amoebix tattoo in that one. There's footage of him in that video. Yeah, I like the Scream video. It definitely has a good montage of where we recorded it, and just the environment I live in here in Vegas. And that song, different than Chardonnay Lady or Hole in the Ground, is not quite the tip. It's not my heartbroken love story type song. Scream, to me, and maybe I don't want to blow the interpretation for other people, but the lyrics I'm saying are very simple. I think there's only about 10 words in the whole song. And they're just like, it's just the little things every day, the little things that nip at you, poking at you, really, trying to go forward. It's
and Riley, people. You'd be amazed how that many
make,
people
that make me want to scream.
How many people think they're the only ones going through that, and then they hear screaming, they're like, "Fuck, Riley's going through it too."
I just need to scream. I have songs that help when I'm in that position, and writing the song helped me get that off my chest because. No, I think no matter what you're doing, like everyone's got their bullshit. Mm. Everyone does. And to get through a day without these little things that you're trying that just make it harder on you all the time. Like I've told you 100 times, I don't like that. And they keep doing it to you. Those are the little things. That's what the song's about. You listen to the song, I'm singing. You don't know what you're doing to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Leave me here alone to bleed. It's the little things that make me want to scream. And it helps me because in the song I get to scream.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to help other people. It's a great track.
I hope so, because other than just like I was saying earlier, we don't care if we play live, but it's nice because I have had people come up after me and tell me about a couple of the songs so far. If I change one person that kept them from something they didn't want to do, it helps me.
It's amazing.
It helps them, makes me feel good, for sure.
I remember
bonus.
When I moved to Vegas, and not to get too much into I was going through one of those heartbreak deals. Oh. And I had to move cities to get away from this. You know what you're saying?
Vegas, you don't want to do that here in Vegas. This is hard fucking city.
The funny thing is, here's what.
Good job.
What got me through it is I met a musician. I'd heard him before, heard his band. His name was Eddie. He had a band. His band's called the Super Suckers. They had played one night.
Eddie Spaghetti?
Yeah, and we were hanging out. And he said, kid, you know, what the hell's going on with you? You know what I mean? You're just long face.
He could tell on your face.
Yeah, you could see.
Spaghetti, you're
oh, man, nobody's felt like this before, Eddie. Nobody. And he's, have you heard my songs? And he grabbed an acoustic guitar and started singing Pretty Fucked Up. And I'm like, Eddie,
whoa. You
understand. And it got me through it.
I see that now.
What the hell bar were we at? The beauty bar down on Fremont there. We were at the beauty bar.
That's what you're talking about that's the beauty of music and what true artists are trying to project without even coming out and saying, hey, this is what I'm trying to do for you. I'm just saying we're rock and roll's religion, man. There's still some beautiful souls out there, and anyone who gets to the point of big bands that get to have mass people listening to them. So you can't have too many skeletons in your closet. And if you do and get huge, you're definitely selling your soul or something to fucking do it. You better. And you know what? Have a good message. Don't be a piece of shit.
Behind
the scenes. That's.
I always tell people.
I've heard some really
be
cool
a
bands.
Good hang.
I love the music and all this stuff. And then they get pretty big notoriety. Everyone loves them and they're the new shit, which I think is, I'm like, this is so contrived. I can't even believe it. It sounds like 100 other things. And they're huge and whatever. And then they find out they're got skeletons in their closet. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I had a good gut feeling about that.
Absolutely. I just read an interesting article.
Stay away from assholes in music. And know it. Be good, goddamn ready for Eddie Spaghetti. Guys like Eddie Spaghetti, man. I'm telling you,
I just
super
read an article by an interview with Mick Mars from Motley Crue. And, oh, man, I'm like, Jesus Christ, don't piss him off. Because it all came out. And
I've read through a bunch of it too, and he's right.
I was like, Jesus. Anyway.
I don't want to get on their trip,
I don't either. And plus, we don't have to because there's Google out there.
Listen to some of the one thing for sure, you notice when you listen to every one of our songs, every song has a guitar lead in it. And as you go through, you'll start hearing some of my influences like Randy Rhoads or Mick Mars or whatever. Now, they may not be played as well as them, but what I'm saying is it's inspiration, folks. You'll hear my Cheetah Chrome. You'll hear my Cheetah Chrome from the Dead Boys and Steve Jones from the Punk Pistols sounds in all our music. That's what I'm saying about us. We're not trying to focus on one thing. If we want a love song, to me, it needs to sound a certain way. So we write and record it that way. If we got a heavy song, like, what are you playing next? We should play Funeral Fire just to bring up the fucking demons. It's another heavy chunker, and we'll give you a good solid.
I don't have it.
Okay, what do you got?
I've got the last one I've got is Strung Out on Love. But
we'll do another love song. This one's will tear your heart out. Okay.
Here it is, everybody.
And it's got a video too. Did you want to do the video with that?
Yeah, we'll do the video.
Okay, do the video. And there we go. Thank you.
Everybody, this is Red Moon One, Strung Out on Love. Check it out.
Am I supposed to be strung out over you? Am I supposed to be feeling how I do? So much is changing, can't live in the past. I've one thing to say to you, so I'll make it fast. Strung out of you. Strung out of you. Strung out of love, baby.
And we're back, everybody. We're back, strung out on love. My heart's a little achy, but we made it back. We've all been there.
Am I supposed to be feeling like I do? Am I supposed to be feeling like a fool? So much is changing. Can't live in the past.
No.
I want to say to you, and I'll make it fast. Strung out over you. Man. Achy, breaky heart shit, huh?
I'm telling you. I'm about to get up.
It only reminds me
of about 100 girls that I've known. Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you.
I'm married now. I'm all settled down. But back in the day, I had a PhD in pissing women off. You know what I mean? I was very good at it.
Oh, look at you. You're a hunk. We can't fucking...
The thing is, you guys are a great band. I want people definitely to get to the links. Hey, and while you're at it, folks, these guys are repped by Curtain Call Records. We have a link to them. Check them out. Their roster of awesome. I wouldn't know Riley without them. So three cheers
yeah,
to them.
And all our music, yeah, is on whatever music platform, like Spotify, Apple, whatever you use on your phone. I suggest, and I'm probably preaching to the choir again, I never go anywhere with at least, these are my earbuds. Nice. I use ear candy earbuds. These are the loudest, best, and they're black, so you don't look like something about Mary with a cum thing hanging off your fucking ear. No, I know, yeah. I check out all kinds of stuff I'm seeing on your program, on all the Rock Rage stuff, on Curtain, all the bands on Curtain Call since we've been with them. I'm checking them all out with these on and enjoying the shit out of everything, man. So
yeah.
You can get all our stuff on all whatever music platform, download it, save it.
And I get it, folks. The world is a zany place right now. But it's a little less zany with a good soundtrack.
When you got earbuds in.
Exactly. You know,
I don't care if you're at the supermarket, you're sitting somewhere, you're at work if you can or whatever. Just don't do it while you're driving a car.
Right. Yep.
Ambulance right in the side. But yeah. But earbuds, man. You don't have to blast them. Just block out that stuff in life.
That noise.
Or people are over here while you're trying to be here and here. It's really important, you know what I mean? I'm addicted to these. Just like it. I like it. And it gives you so much time to actually be your own critic. And because, you know, you're going to be a critic if you like something or don't like something, but on your own without someone else telling you. Like you were saying earlier, Jamie, though, like when you find something good and you turn on to someone, they're like, fuck, that was really fucking good. You know what I mean? This, yeah, good. And my gut was right, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, then they come to your town and we break out the kegger, fucking smoke machine, lights, and I bring this. Where the hell? I bring this big daddy on stage.
The orange.
With that guitar. And we're off to the races, man. I got Dean Koch on bass guitar. Check him. You can look us all up on Facebook. Go to our Red Moon One Facebook page and you can see all the guys in the band. Check out their pages, the band page, my tattooing page, everything. You can link it. People are better than me. I'm probably preaching to the choir again. You know what to do. Riley Baxter and Red Moon One. If you want to check out anything else we've done.
If they're not booked in your town and you want them to be, this is so important. And you have so much power out there. Contact your venue. Drop them a DM on Facebook or Instagram, whatever.
Yeah, say, book such and such. You can send them our Red Moon One Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
We have EDKs, but just for someone who I don't have to email, I mean, you can actually get my email off Facebook and be like, hey, there's a venue here that said they'd like to see your package. I go, boom, and they get it, and I talk to the venue and figure it out.
Next thing you know, you're meeting girls at the show.
That's how I ended up in Buenos Aires right there. For a week, sold out shows for six shows we did out there. Badass. So
Riley, I've had so much fun tonight. You are awesome.
Yeah.
We'll get the guys on next time you guys are on, and we'll get it all figured out. Thank you for your patience. And everybody, just be
time
cool,
flew.
Man.
Time flew
cool.
When you're hanging out. And like I said, if you're ever in Vegas,
South Florida, same thing.
I'll pick you up at the airport, my friend, and you'll have a weekend you won't remember over there. Literally, you won't remember. You wake up with a big tattoo and all your money gone.
That's
damn!
Right. I have been there, Riley. I have been there. Yeah,
I don't know if I can get the tiger, but we'll do our best. How's that?
I will say this about Las Vegas, my experience there. I found out you have up to 30 days to get a marriage annulled. And it's only $500. That was 20 years ago.
When people did that, they have a place out here. Now it's a state park, but it used to be a ranch for back on the 50s and 60s and shit. Someone who needs to get the annul, they can do it that quickly. And they would come and rent a room and both couples would stay at this ranch. They have horse riding and pay a lake they built for and everything for people staying for that 30 days to get it annul. Isn't that cool? Yeah, but you're correct. Yeah, Nevada State Law.
Yep.
So if you need to get rid of that fucking bag of bones or that thing on that monkey on your back, 30 days you're in Vegas, look us up.
Absolutely. We'll see you next time, everybody. Have a good one. Be cool.
We'll see you soon. We'll see you soon.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hola, Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks, Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.